First item would be the approval of the agenda, so if you guys have copy agenda coming, if there's no changes, we get a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone else have minutes attached to your packet, and if there are no changes to those, we can get a motion for the approval of those. Second, and all in favor, say aye. Takes us right into our wildlife management update.
Nothing new on that. The goose nest hunting season is over. I'll just say it was successful and leave it at that, but the deer are still there. No change there. If you got any questions, that's it on the wildlife.
Okay, any questions for Jim on that?
I don't have any questions. I mean, there's a lot of deer out there. As we mentioned before we started the meeting, just so everybody understands, there is, you know, a herd of 15 plus out there.
Yeah. And our plan is still, as soon as the ground is dry enough, to get vehicles out in the grass. We'll do another roundup. That's been the only thing so far that's been successful for us. So we will do that as soon as the ground's dry.
Okay. Next item would be the airport.
All righty. Instrument approaches, the VOR to runway 4 has moved into the flight check phase. They're still looking at a September 13th publication date. It came out for comments. There were some obstructions that that they had used that they were there. They were along Park Avenue by the Mel's shelter. We had those removed, sent the proof to the FAA, and they made some changes to the approach. And I don't think it changed any of the minimums or anything, but it changed some of their numbers. Speaking of obstruction removal, we removed some trees along Park Avenue for the VOR approach and seemed to make a difference. We've also done some tree removal on the runway 22 approach end around the ponds that are there. Those were in the precision obstacle clearance area and the visual approach surfaces. We'll submit those to the FAA so we don't have problems on that end. Clearance delivery radio, which is our continuing problem. We've installed a new radio and two new antennas for the radio system over there. So pretty much everything on our end is almost brand new. It seems to be working. We had some issues right after they changed the antennas. I think it had to do with the Dover end, but seems to be working. Their liaison talked to me today, and you know they're paying attention to it. So I don't know what to tell you there. Taxiway C over to Aloft. That project is complete. And there's Mark or Larry. The only problem that we've had so far is we've paved the road and the taxiway. So now we have a nice black road next to a black taxiway with a black fence sticking up, and it's the fence was very hard to see. We've already had somebody run into the fence, so we'll get that fixed. But we were out there today, or the stripers were out there today. They've striped the road, a white line along the edge of the road, along the edge of the fence. We still have some cones that are up. The next step is we'll put some reflectors, probably the big red diamond reflectors, the entire length of the fence, plus the chevrons at the end as you come around the turn, so you see that there is a turn. So kind of an unexpected problem, but looks nice.
It does.
Taxiway D, the parallel 1028, we opened bids today. They were a little bit higher than what we were expecting, so, and we're reviewing those, and we'll make a decision on that the next few days.
How many bids you get, Jim?
We got two bids. I can talk to you afterwards. Still working on some of the drainage issues, the drain pipes, which part of that has to do with the Taxiway D project because it drains into our drainage system. And so we're part of that project will be to replace some of the drain pipes from where the project connects to the head wall there into the ditches. We also have a contractor out there this week dipping out the ditches from the big intersection in the industrial park all the way around to where it exits the park. So hopefully that'll let us get into some of the pipes and see what condition they're in. Still a lot of electrical work going on. Rick, if you want to explain all that.
Actually, electrical work is coming to completion. Wiring is installed. We're waiting on the components for the lighting control system, which we delivered this week, hopefully. And it should be installed and commissioned by first week of August.
Good. Then the last thing I wanted to acknowledge, Joe Wright, our assistant county engineer, that has resigned from the county. His career with the county is over, one way or the other. So, moved on to better things, like
retirement
and hanging around the house and traveling. And but he's been a driving force for construction projects at the airport, and we've got a lot of things done that I don't think we would have without Joe. So. I just wanted to acknowledge that. That's my update.
Any questions for Jim? We talked at the last meeting about enhancing some of the security using cameras and pedestrian gates and so forth.
Yes, there's money in next year's budget for security cameras. The year starts next week, so
okay.
We'll see. It'll depend on where we are in the queue and
okay. Any runway closures that we know of that might be occurring in the next few months?
Not that I'm aware of.
Tape, right?
Okay. Not that I'm aware of at this point.
All right. And why don't we just get to item 6, our policy review discussion. Jim, you're also thank you.
All right. I sent out the changes to everybody. There's not a whole lot of them. Susan's got a couple of extra copies if you didn't print them out, if you're interested. But what I thought I would do is just go through each document and go through the changes. Like I said, there's not a lot of them, so it shouldn't take that long. Of course, the biggest change is to the document is the name of the airport. You know, so everywhere Sussex County Airport was in the documents, now Delaware Coastal Airport. We'll start with the volume one, the definitions. Other than the name change, we added a definition for affiliate for some reason that had come up. Affiliate means an entity associated with another in subordinate relationship. We've had some issues with relationship issues with different people. But thought that was important. Under commercial activity, we changed that definition to add that means an activity conducted for the purpose of the exchange, et cetera, that was in there, whether or not such objectives are obtained. We've had some issues with people thinking they're not a commercial activity just because they're not making money, but you know they're exchanging goods and services for money, so that makes them a commercial activity. Any questions on that one? Okay. We added a definition for fair market value, and that one is pretty much out of you know the real estate definition of fair market value. If you'd like, I could read it, several sentences, but did everybody get a chance to see that one? The other definition was a flying club. The flying club is a nonprofit entity organized for the express purpose of providing its members with aircraft for their personal use and enjoyment only. A flying club is not a commercial activity. As long as they are maintaining the aircraft for the member's personal use and enjoyment, it's not a commercial activity. Rick had put a comment in before looking for a definition of grant assurances, and I think you may have added this or you just asked for it, but grant assurances means the Airport Improvement Program. Grant assurances codified in Title 49 U.S. Code, Subtitle 7. So that's where that comes from. Grant assurances are a big deal for us because those are the strings that come attached to all our money that we get from the FAA. See some editorial things, capitalizing federal and state. That's no big deal. Self-fueling. Added a statement that says this does not include fueling of an aircraft by an aircraft owner at a commercial self-service fueling station. Rick had asked a question about how that definition applies to, you know, you pull up to the commercial pump and do it. Self-fueling, for us, has meant the self-servicing of your aircraft. You know, you're entitled to do that with your own aircraft, your own employees, your own equipment, and we can't deny you that right. So that just adds the change to the commercial self-service. We added a definition for a tenant. A tenant means an entity that by agreement pays rent to Sussex County to use or occupy land or improvements at the Delaware Coastal Airport, or an entity that occupies land or improvements at Delaware Coastal Airport. So it's just a tenant. Okay, yeah, you're right, sorry. Moving along, general provisions. I think that was just the name change. There wasn't any other change to that. There was a request from the committee to define grant assurances in one of the paragraphs, and we've done that. That was all just name change stuff. Rules and regulations. There was a numbering change. We had a paragraph that had a number with no words. So that was a bunch of that. The committee had asked about the FAA's hangar use policy. We added a statement for that under storage of property. Tenants occupying aircraft hangars, both tenant-owned and county-owned, must comply with the FAA's policy on the non-aeronautical use of airport hangars, and as found in the Federal Register reference, as amended from time to time. Change has to do with our hangar T-hangar waiting list. The original policy was we fill a hangar, we're going to send a certified letter to the next three people on the list so they know that they're getting close. That really hasn't worked out for us. So what we're proposing is instead of sending people a letter, we'll just update the website, the waiting list on the website. So it changes that paragraph to whenever the top positions on the hangar waiting list is or are vacated, the Delaware Coastal Airport website will be updated to reflect the current waiting list. Do we have any comments about that?
Do you find that most of the people on the waiting list are actually just not truly looking for a T-hangar, but just want to be there, whether they know or... You know, I found in some other airports that you have 30 people on a waiting list, only maybe 6 or 8 or 10 are really, really seriously wanting to get a T-hanger, and the rest of them are just on the list, just in case.
There is some of that. Susan deals with it more than I do, but I don't know if you got a feel for the numbers of...
Yeah, I mean, it's 50%,
30%. I bet it's more than that. Just from conversations I've had, people say there's 30 names on there. Well, you don't want to wait. I'm going to get an airplane tomorrow, so you're going to be the 31st. A lot of people are putting their name in, knowing they're going to get an aircraft, so they move up. And then,
when you call people, what's the percentage of people on the list when you actually call them and see there's something available that actually take you up on it?
How many did we go through last time? Four?
Probably five. We get to the sixth one.
So that's 20%.
Yeah.
So if you call five people, the next five on the list before one takes you up on it, that's about a 20%. That's about what I've seen at other airports, too.
Any objection to deleting the certified letter requirement. Nobody likes to go to the post office anyway. So.
It's just unnecessary. I'm really interested in monitoring the website. But there was also a discussion at one time we wanted to change the airport identifier from GED to something else. Did that ever?
We've kind of put that on the back burner.
That was back on rebranding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good while back. I hadn't heard anything else mentioned about it.
Yeah. Tried GCA, but it was taken.
What was that?
DCA was taken.
Oh.
Yeah. You couldn't trump them?
Well, you guys convinced us that the only one that paying attention to that's the pilots anyway, and you're going, you know where you're going, right?
Right.
Supposed to know.
Yeah.
Jim, when he goes to convention, everybody thinks he just heard his GED.
Right, man. Yeah. Right.
But now I got the logo, so I don't have to worry about it. Okay. And the other big change, we took all the flying club requirements or the references out of the minimum standards and put it in rules and regulations because it's not a commercial activity. But none of the words changed on that. And that was rules and regulations.
Has there been any interest in actually starting a flying club? Anybody haven't heard anything, Jeff?
No.
You're doing flying.
Just every once in a while somebody will come in and want to do a partnership. Three or
yeah,
four. But I know. That's all I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's flying club, that would be a dome for the Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm. And they do keep an airplane here. So. That leaves minimum standards, and I don't think there was a whole lot of changes to that. The only change was we took the flying club stuff out and renumbered paragraphs and changed the name of the airport.
All right, any questions for Jim on the proposed changes?
So that includes everything that the committee asked for and then the few things that I had collected over the years.
Do you need a motion to?
Well, then the next step would be to go to council and then get them readopted.
A motion from us, or
probably, yeah.
Okay, do you have a motion to read?
No.
Okay. Come up with one.
I'm sure you guys could come up with a motion to approve these changes.
I can't make a motion. So
I move we approve all the changes and send it on to the county for adoption. All the changes as been outlined in the documents that were emailed back to the committee.
All right.
Give
a second.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and thanks to the committee. Well, thanks, Jim, for your efforts on into the committee to get down and go through the documents. Sure, that was fun.
Well, the beer was cold.
I was going to say, the best thing was the beer.
Usually.
When do we want to put a reminder or a tickler in our calendars to take another look at this? What was it, 5 years? Was it?
I think it was 3 years. Or then.
I can't remember how long. When was it? The last time we looked at all this.
Was it
3 years?
Yeah. At least 3, not 5.
Susan, can you remember?
It's only 12.
Yeah, 2012 was the minimum standards.
Well, 2010
was the rest of them.
Well, the last time definition was up there was 2010.
What does everybody think about a good time to take a re-look at this? You know, so we don't wind up forgetting about it. I'm thinking about years now. Wow, we should have put a look at this.
Whose committee was it?
Who was the committee
chairman?
Rick, Jeff, and I.
Was there a chairman, or is it just?
I think Rick sort of.
You are now the chairman.
He voted first round.
why don't you come to us at the next meeting with some time interval that you think is appropriate, 3 years or 5 years?
Well, the minimum standards say they'll be reviewed within 36 months of the last adoption.
Well, then let's point that date right now. Let's say we take another look at it January of 2021. That gives the committee 3 months or so to take a look at it and bring it to the...
Or you want to discuss it and Rick come back next meeting with a they, I mean, we might want to make that amendment, make that change.
Put it off.
Okay, all right.
It's already in there, that we can look at it every 3 years, we'll go ahead and just set a ticker on the schedule, because Susan keeps the schedule, and make that an agenda item for the first meeting of 2021, I guess, to leave your day before the committee, because who knows who could be here again?
Yeah, I was gonna say, the first meeting of a new group might be.
Yeah, they'd be retired, living upstate Canada by then.
Alabama, Delaware, to Canada? Something's wrong here, Larry.
Something wrong, Russia.
Well, we're going on vacation, it's gonna be really interesting. We're going to a place in Canada, above Lake Muskoka, onto an island that has no internet, no electric, and no cellular service. They take you there by boat, they pick you up a week later.
Tangier.
I'd like to see that really happen.
Interesting vacation.
All right, let's keep on the agenda. Item 7 is public comments. Do we have any members of the public that wish to speak?
Glenda, you want to give us an update with Wings and Wheels?
I can, yeah.
Since I missed the last meeting.
we're off and running. We made some changes to the Aviation Education Day, and we're calling it Pathways to Aviation. And that's more in line with what the schools are doing. And we're asking the vendors to be a little bit, to do something more interactive with the kids, because we have a virtual reality portion of the program happening. And so what we're kind of thinking about is that it'll less speakers, it'll give the kids more time to interact with the vendors. If we do it in smaller groups, plus we can add that component of the virtual reality. And they are, this company is, has asked for some of the aircraft that we're going to have there, so that we'll have cockpits with the aircraft that we will have on the ground, and then we can say, this is, they can play there, and then you can go out and see what you're playing in. We changed up Friday night, so we moved away from the big band, and we're doing more 50s, 60s. So we have a greaser's ball with Kathy Martin and the Hot Rods. So we're kind of, she's entertainment all unto herself, so we're just adding a few contests, like a costume contest, a limbo and twist contest, so we get people more interactive with that. Price of the tickets is still gonna be the same. We're working on menu now. And Saturday is Saturday. The Naval Academy parachute team will be back in full force. They have a new commandant that has really wrapped himself around the parachute team, and actually went on his first jump with them. So he has given them carte blanche to do whatever they need to do while they're here. And according to Larry, having talked with Dick Cole not too long ago, he still is planning to come here. And at that point, he'll be 103. So. But other than that, we're off and running.
He is still traveling somewhere every weekend, doing an event somewhere.
I love him.
All right, well, thanks for the update.
And, let me just, I wanted to welcome our visitors from AECOM. We're over here visiting today, and actually wanted to come to the meeting, so welcome.
Visiting from where?
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, AECOM. We're an architectural engineering aviation firm.
Thanks for joining.
Sponsorship.
Jim, you're going to be entering the limbo contest.
Yeah.
I want to see him twist.
All right, now let's get on with meetings.
All right, so our next meeting date, we've traditionally taken the summers off. This will be our last meeting for the summer, and then we would pick back up in September, and I don't have
September 26th.
All right, September 26th. September 26th will be the next meeting.
September 26th.
Whatever that Wednesday or the fourth Wednesday.
All right,
so that about wraps it up. You just need a motion to adjourn our meeting.
So moved.
In a second.
All
in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.